So when you manifest from the higher value, you're not playing by rules of physicality. They don't apply. That's where we're each manning our stations. That's where we're each coming on board to a new way of life. Where what we need, where what presents, comes through vibrational ownership. We're no longer committed to living the life of duality, of separation. Because we're committed each and every day to remembering, to recognizing, to raising our hand, hearing test, that we're not separate from our higher self, our divine self, our true nature, our Christ presence, whatever word you want. So the importance of this is ongoing, and it's immeasurable, invaluable, because it affects us on a number of chambers, on a number of platforms. I can guarantee it. I literally have a tree talking to me as I'm bringing this forth. I could not do that before this message. So there you go, living proof. Living proof. And they're saying I'm one amongst many. So there's no linear me. We're all one manifesting this together. They're saying that is our prophecy. That is our reason for gathering, to awaken consciousness, to awaken life. Please receive. So as we receive these energies, as we receive these offerings, these extensions of value, receive your good value. So this is where we're dropping that old not good enough, shame, guilt, all those energies that we came here to reduce. So for some of us, we really got a hefty dosing because we're here as stewards, we're here as shamans to clear that for new life. So it's very important, therefore, that we take ourselves out of the linear ball and chains. Your story is if you really were that little girl, that little boy, that teenager, whatever your story is, to understand the truth of yourself and to permit yourself to claim that truth. And we're claiming it again in the here and now, each and every day, as we honor truth, as we establish grace, as we self-promote, as we bond that union with our divine self. So as we prove it to ourselves, as we establish it, and this is where our efforts are the determining value. Jesus, Mother Mary, they can hang out all day long watching us, believing in us. We're the ones that are walking in that. We're the ones claiming it. We're the ones developing. They're holding the vision so that we can join in, so that we can sing along, so that we can come on board. They're saying there's much room in the inn for the Christ family. Much room in the inn. The Christ family being each of us. Our sacred selves. So as we seal this activation, we offer this remembrance to all of life, including all those aspects of self that we may have personal memories of in this incarnation in particular, where we forgot who we were. To allow these energies of grace to be delivered to all, they're saying all members of society, but what I'm seeing is like I'm just for myself, I'm witnessing myself at each age. And of course, what steps forth is where there had been an emotional charge. So what comes forth is exactly correct. Allow that aspect of self to receive the truth of your full knowing. It may not be a childhood memory. It may be when you were 30. It may be when you were 40. It may be last week. It may be this morning. Allow all aspects of self to receive the truth of your knowing, of the bond and alliance with your true remembrance of self. It's a little bit like when you get, you've got an upgrade for this computer program. Would you like to download it now? That's what it feels like. It feels like an upgrade. It's like everything in your computer program is getting new information. And let us take a moment. So what's surfacing for me is forgiving myself, those aspects of self that were not aligned, weren't aware of their alignment. The importance of this is we no longer have to be helpless. We no longer have to play victim. We no longer have to respond to life from those old perspectives, those old placements. So I'm just going to give everyone just another moment. So the energies that are being offered are continuous. So as memories surface, or however it steps forth, we all have different ways of how we receive our higher self. Just know that these offerings, these healing opportunity, it's going to be ongoing for a certain period of time. Show me a pyramid. I honestly don't know what civilization it's from. It's not Egypt. But apparently we're sourcing energy from that timeline to bring this forth. Atlantis, maybe. And so it is. Beautiful. That was lengthy, apparently. I wouldn't take back a second of it. Not a second of it. Very, very, very purposeful.